Now, we're about to talk about what's going on over in the UK. They're looking at their third national lockdown since the pandemic began. And to join me to talk about what's happening over there and Boris Johnson's, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's handling of the pandemic is Associate Lecturer from the School of Politics with ANU University, Dr. Blair Williams. Dr. Blair, welcome to The Daily.
Hi.
Look, it's great to be speaking with you this morning. Incredible things happening over in the UK. They'll be in lockdown till March. How is the government going to support non-essential workers, do you think?
I mean, it remains to be seen in terms of what exactly they're going to be doing to support everyone there, aside from what they've been doing already and the supplements that they have been doing already, which is quite different from what we've been doing here in Australia. I mean, currently, they've mostly just talked about the lockdown itself in terms of, the essential, like who's essential workers, who's not, how, what you can leave the home for, how schools will be closed aside from, those of essential, children of essential workers, et cetera, et cetera. But most of the focus does seem to be on the lockdown itself, and particularly how this is seen as kind of like a U-turn from Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party. Specifically in light of what they've been talking about in recent weeks, saying that Christmas will go ahead and then they're not going ahead and, not liking lockdown and then having lockdown.
It's quite inconsistent messaging, really.
Yeah, very much so. So leaving a lot of people confused in the UK.
So, look, he has said that he's trying to make sure that his government doesn't make the same mistakes that they made back in July. And look, tougher restrictions will hopefully ease the stress in hospitals are facing over in the UK. I mean, it's extraordinary. I think one in 50 people currently have COVID over in the United Kingdom. I mean, it looks set that they could overtake the United States in terms of active cases. Children were actually allowed to go back to school at the first day of term this year before he then made the decision to impose a national lockdown. There's been mass criticism by the fact that he didn't do this earlier and he actually let all these children go back to school. It seems like a mass spreading event. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's really interesting how they've dealt with schools, all kinds of schools, whether it's primary, secondary, as well as universities. I mean, I have a lot of colleagues in the UK who've been saying that they've been given no notice about having to go online for universities, or they don't know if they're going online or not online. And the same is, happening in schools. And with this particular lockdown, the third one, I mean, he didn't really let anyone know until I think it was the night before schools were supposed to go back that it was going to, be an online event. So, teachers and lecturers will be having to rush and try and figure out how to do that. And also we're looking at a country that I think has around 1 million children who don't have access to a computer or Wi-Fi at home and haven't had that for the last 9 months. So, what's happening for those children? How will they be engaged, with school, and how will they access this? So, I mean, it's kind of a mess in many different ways. The late messaging, the, inconsistent rhetoric around schools and what's happening there. And, I guess not really recognising how that can be a massive super spreader event, how children, can get it at school and take it home and spread it through their family and to their grandparents even.
Boris Johnson's poor handling of the virus back in July seems to have caught up with him now. Do you think he's redeemed himself with these new strict lockdown laws?
I don't know if redeem is the right word. I think this is doing the thing he should have done months ago. I mean, it wouldn't have gotten to this stage, if he actually implemented some hard policies. I mean, the countries that have done well in terms of their response to coronavirus around the world are ones like, New Zealand with Jacinda Ardern. And even Australia, who have pretty much gone, reacted fast and hard. So they've locked down immediately. They've put in, quite, harsh lockdown measures, but ones that would ensure that you would control this virus, where the UK has been flip-flopping, essentially, between lockdown or not lockdown, or that weird tier system they had where there was tier 1, tier 2, 3 and 4, that would be quite confusing to the public. And something he hasn't been doing as well that, say Jacinda Ardern has been doing and some leaders from Scandinavian countries is communicating efficiently and properly with the public, letting them know what's going to happen, what's, the rules and the policies. I mean, Jacinda Ardern, again, has been fantastic for doing that, and that has really helped New Zealand, you know, deal with COVID. And, you know, it makes the public aware and, I guess, less anxious about what's happening. So he hasn't been doing these things. I mean, yes, he's implemented this third lockdown, and it seems to be quite harsh, and they predict that it might go till March, if not later. But how many people have died, you know, before now? How many people have been, you know, sick and will have long COVID because of his indecision and you know, general incompetence?
Do you think, look, the UK is one of the very few countries where the virus has mutated, and so much, look, it's at the point where it's of grave concern. Even over here in Australia, there was the UK strain was found in a hotel quarantine worker this week, and Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, will be meeting with National Cabinet today to discuss this mutation. Viruses can't mutate without being able to spread at quite an incredible rate throughout the community. Do you think the blame for this rests on, that the mutation rests on his shoulders?
I mean, it's hard to say whether it rests solely on one person's shoulders, but obviously, you know, his lack of a solid COVID response would lead to, you know, the virus mutating. And because, you know, the UK, or particularly England, hasn't really shut down in terms of who's allowed in and out of the country. You know, Australia has currently hard borders on who is allowed in, even to, you know, our own citizens. And I guess that has helped to stop, you know, an influx of the virus, you know, and different kinds of viruses that have been spread around the world. Where the UK hasn't done that, despite being an island and being able to do that, where many other countries who are landlocked, you know, obviously can't. But also, I mean, the government, the UK government has been aware of this new strain since, you know, mid to late last year. But they've they consistently resisted pleas from scientists and doctors for further lockdown measures until essentially around 6 days before Christmas. So, I mean, they had the time to act and they didn't. And this is why, you know, partly a reason why, you know, this mutation is spreading. You know, apparently in the last few weeks, half of all new cases are the B117 virus strain, which is a mutation. So it's kind of worrying in that sense as well.
Boris Johnson aims to have 13 million people vaccinated by mid-February. What challenges do you foresee standing in the way for him? I mean, one thing as well I should bring up is that there have been calls across the country for him to put teachers on the frontline workers list as well. Do you think he'll adhere to this, given they are essentially, if they come out of lockdown in March... They will be frontline workers. These are going to be super spreading events, really, attending school and university. And
this is an interesting conversation to have, both the UK and Australia, you know, as we just found out, our vaccination kind of plan. And you do see that teachers and I guess lecturers and people, you know, teaching students are kind of missing from the frontline worker label. And, you know, considering that they have to be around students, you know, every day, and some very young students who obviously, you know, aren't as hygienic or as, you know, knowledgeable of, you know, hand washing and all those kinds of things that you learn as you grow older. I mean, as you said, that is, you know, a possibility for a super spreader event. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, I definitely recommend that the government, both governments, ours and the UK, you know, add teachers to the front, you know, as frontline workers, because they essentially are. And they have less PPE than, you know, healthcare workers. And they have less, you know, antibacterial and less soap and all those kinds of things because of, you know, the lack of funding generally in particularly public schools. In terms of other, you know, potential things that could go wrong with the COVID vaccine kind of, you know, vaccinations itself is, you know, how is this going to happen, and how will doctors administer this? You know, how many people can help this, you know, can help vaccinate people essentially? So, you know, I've read reports that a lot of doctors have had to cancel numerous appointments because they simply just don't have the amount of vaccines that they need, the amount that the government promised that they would have. So that's something worrying as well. And another worrying thing that's come out in recent days is a supposed delay in administering the second vaccine in the UK, which could cause a whole host of other issues and potentially other mutations of the virus. And that's something that's worrying, you know, not only people in the UK, but overseas as well. So I guess it remains to be seen in terms of what's going to happen in the next 2 months, but a lot more needs to happen essentially in terms of getting out and who is included in, you know, as frontline workers.
Really tough times ahead for the UK, I think. Look, Dr. Blair, thank you so much for speaking with us today on The Daily.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
That was Dr. Blair Williams from the ANU University. She specialises in international politics, talking about the UK lockdown.